Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, amidst all the crying, mostly up in Toronto, the David Ortiz stuff. There's been some good news out of the David Ortiz story. And there's also some very complicating news coming out of the Dominican Republic that everybody is still trying to figure out. But at least on the good news here, the good front, his wife, Tiffany, came out this morning. She actually has spoken now and said that he had exploratory surgery after he landed at Mass General Hospital. Lou actually predicted this on the conference call earlier today. And it makes sense. You know, you land here at the greatest, you know, medical facility in the world, and you're sitting there saying, well, what did they do down there?
Well, I'll say, obviously, the doctor down in Dominican did an outstanding job, right? Because the guy comes in and he saved his life, you know, and whatever, with the surgery that he did. So when you remove part of his intestine, when you remove his gallbladder, when he lost part of his liver, right, went through his stomach, all these things, you know, it's. I'm sure he's credible. I'm sure he's very good. Obviously, he's very good. But at the same point, if you're the doctor up at Mass General, you're sort of like, all right, shouldn't we go in and just make sure everything is right?
Yeah, well, you don't.
Or shouldn't we just check everything out?
Yes. It's like just like any old house. Listen, before I buy it, I would like an inspection, please.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that when they did go in there, did they do the wrong stitch? Is there, because you just don't want to take their word for it.
No, I'm sure the guy's not out there with like a butter knife and a fork trying to do this thing.
No,
I don't think so.
You do that someplace.
But you saw, there was pictures out there. It wasn't exactly, it's not Mass General. Right,
the hospital. And what places?
They yell a lot. Exactly. Have you noticed that? I don't know about you guys, but when you go into the hospital, there usually isn't a lot of yelling. It's usually fairly calm. Doctors walking.
Doctor in the house.
You notice there's a lot of yelling down there in their clinic.
What do you mean? There's a lot of yelling.
Well, that was in the hallway.
Are there women yelling in the hallway?
That was the other video.
How about? No, I thought you meant give me a stat. I need some more blood.
How about when they brought Ortiz out to the ambulance and people are screaming and yelling and they've got sheets up so that people can't see them?
A little chaos. A little bit chaotic.
A little bit.
Yeah, so you get some stability, and it was a second successful surgery, and now he's doing good.
All right,
stable,
so that's,
in ICU,
that's the good news, and they say we're not going to know an awful lot might take another week or two, because there could be a lot of complications off of something like that, especially when the colon has been jeopardized, and that's one reason they probably wanted to go back in there, to avoid infection and everything else. But it really is complicated, and we're going to actually talk with a reporter who was on this story right from the beginning, Dionisio Solavila. He's a journalist based in Santo Domingo, and he has spent time dealing with this story, and maybe he can clarify some of this stuff. So can we go over quickly what we know and then what is just so puzzling? So we know it was at the DL Bar and Lounge. We know that there were two people involved. One is Eddie Felice Garcia. He's the guy they beat the crap out of, 25 years
old. He's the driver.
He drove the motorcycle.
Of the motorcycle, not the shooter, the driver.
Right. And for some strange reason, the motorcycle crashed. That stopped their escape route. And the other guy, who was the shooter, apparently has disappeared.
I had it in reverse yesterday. I had that they had captured the shooter, but they didn't have the guy
that
actually
shooter was
usually
the one that
do that stuff in reverse.
Oh, by the way, so did you. So here we go.
Yeah. I
guess you do them in reverse also.
Didn't you think the shooter was the guy that was up against the wall?
Yeah, I thought they were beating the hell out of him.
In quotes, custody.
So the guy that they have is not the shooter, and he's saying he knows nothing about this.
He was just hired to drive somebody.
Someone said, hey, can you take my friend over to this club over here? He's got to drop something off for me.
Yep.
Okay, and he'll just wait for him out front. He'll run out, and you guys can
leave. By the way, could be true.
So we also know,
we
also know he was taken to the hospital in a Rolls Royce. There's a guy who claims it's his car, but other friends of David Ortiz is now claiming it actually was David's car.
Yeah, David Ortiz was taken in the Rolls.
In the Rolls Royce.
Not the bicycle guy.
Not the bicycle guy, correct. Thank you. And then we now know that for some reason somebody was displaying on video. They do a lot of videos down there. Have you noticed that? There are not a lot of privacy when you have an issue like this, everybody's doing videos.
Videos everywhere.
But the family are doing videos. There are people close to the scene that are doing videos, and they're getting out there. His friends, for an example, did a whole video of them putting together all of his jewelry.
Okay, see,
and then
that,
they put
okay,
it out on social media.
What
are we doing?
Why do you need to do that?
I don't know.
They're showing. They're showing his shoes. His shirt. His shoes. All the jewelry in the bag. It's like, do you need
the women
proof
fighting
that,
in the waiting room?
Look what I did. Yeah, but and that's another whole nother topic.
We don't know who they are.
Who can you trust out there? Honestly,
nobody.
Anything that comes out of there, can you trust any of it?
Well, we'll see. We'll find out today. Maybe we can trust. What's his name again?
His name is Dionisio Solovilla.
Yeah, write that one down.
Write it down.
Where is he from?
Yeah.
He's
from Dominican Republic.
Works for Periodico Hoy.
Periodicio.
Maybe he can help us fill in
today's
some of the blanks, but who knows? We'll see what happens.
We're now finding out that apparently his son was down there in the Dominican.
D'Angelo.
His wife was not. Okay?
D'Angelo's the 14-year-old boy. See at Fenway Park. You see a lot of pictures of him.
He's out in the field all the time when he was playing.
You might have got an autograph from him.
I've
seen him sign autographs down at spring training before, but he's always there around with David.
Julio Lugo showed up at the clinic yesterday before he left. All right, so then we're now getting some media outlets that are coming up with possible motives because we're all trying to figure it out. It's a beloved guy. We know how beloved he is here. From people I've talked to, he's more beloved down there. People that have seen him in action down there, it's like 10 times what it is
it
here.
Is.
So what are they doing? What happened here? So then we brought up the piece yesterday with the Daily Mail. They have multiple sources telling them that Garcia's, that the shooter has been hired by a reputable drug lord who wanted Ortiz killed because he thought he was having an affair with his wife. Now, the New York Post has got a separate story. According to authorities in the Dominican Republic, David Ortiz was shot in a plot involving a cop hired as a hitman. They're definitely looking at a police officer in the shooting. And how is it?
See, this is the problem, though, because now they've already come out in the Dominican and said it's false reports.
Yeah, but the law enforcement hasn't.
Cop was involved.
They have not.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen any from law enforcement that are saying no. I've seen a reporter say that he does not believe it is, but I have not seen the law enforcement saying nothing about the shooter. That to me is a mystery. Why not?
Well, no, okay. I thought it was from them
because they don't have them.
I thought they came out and said no. You know, it's not a cop.
I haven't seen a quote from law enforcement.
And then you had
if they haven't caught the guy, how would they know if it's a cop or not?
Correct.
So his rep also, I think, at one point said nothing to do with a woman, but it was a hired hit.
Oh, that was Leo. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Lopez. Well, that was his hit. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's we don't know.
And how?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. To your point, Christian, the guy that did the shooting. You may never see him ever again.
Oh, he's going to wash up ashore on some other island. That's what's going to happen with him. Or you're never going to find him because his feet are going to be,
So the guy that's driving the motorcycle has no clue. Somebody just gave him $10, maybe $5. Said, hey, drop me off. Cool, $5.
Okay,
that's a lot of money.
Then you say, okay, who hired you? Who asked you to come to go drop this guy
off? The guy
that
shot him.
Find that guy.
The guy that shot him.
Oy.
Well, where'd he go? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's hiding somewhere. Guess where he is? He's dead.
He just washed up on the shore of the Hyatt.
Right? So he could be gone. We don't know. He's not just hiding. There's a good chance he's not just hiding. There's a good chance he's dead.
What are the chances of them actually catching this guy? I mean, you would think that it wouldn't be that difficult to find him unless whoever hired him to do it just said, okay, you got away with it. Now I got to kill you.
He's dead.
Because that's the only way you're going to protect yourself.
The problem I have with it is you may never really know. And I would just, hopefully they get to the bottom of it and find out, even if it's the news that might disappoint some people. If it's David's involved in something, whatever. You just want to know. Because if you don't, these stories you just read from the Daily Mail is all people have. And as we know, quote of public opinion, well, this is the only story I wrote about, I heard about. It had something to do with he was having an affair. We don't know anything. I don't know if we ever will. Because, again, this guy that did the shooting might never show up ever again.
Yeah, ever. I can't believe that we're not going to find this out. I can't believe that law enforcement, the United States is now involved in this because he's also a U.S. citizen. So they're involved in it now
How are they involved in it?
They're involved in it.
David,
okay, hey, what happened? But they're not going to sit there and
Dominican
send people
police
down.
Department.
Yeah, they're going to work. They're going to work with the Dominican police.
Why would the United States get involved in this?
Because they do all the time.
No, but why? I'm asking you
because
why. What if you got shot down?
Attempted murder.
The FBI is involved.
They'd be all over it.
Excuse me.
EI would have taken their plane, and they would have flown down there, picked up Glenn, brought him all the way back.
A one-engine plane.
Christian.
A two-engine plane where only one of the engines works.
Christian, there's a problem right now with Americans in the Dominican Republic. And this is just adding to the list. The FBI is involved in the resorts right now in doing investigations into the resorts on why American tourists are dying. So the Americans...
I heard doctoring out of the minibar.
But absolutely the U.S. is going to get involved in something like this. Why shouldn't they? These are American citizens.
Okay.
Going abroad. So, wouldn't you want them to get involved
so
in
So if this happens in Italy...
We have good relationships with Dominicans.
If this happens in Italy,
same
Greece...
Thing.
So the United States is going to fly over there. Hey,
we
why
have embassies
are you, why,
in these countries
okay, so why,
for
so
that
the
purpose.
The FBI is going to go out all the way out to Italy and say, why are all our tourists, American tourists, dying?
Yes. That's what your country does for you. If you
really? Is that what they do?
They have embassies in these places.
When you had what did you have?
Embassy didn't pay attention.
What did you have again?
I had a kidney stone.
You had a kidney stone. Where's the embassy then?
They don't stop for that.
They put his ass in a cell in a hospital room with some prisoner handcuffed to the bed.
Handcuffed to the bed.
And the Celtics sent the plane out there.
And the worst is they left the room. And I'm in there with a guy, and the guy's actually talking to me. And he was an old man, and he's talking
in English?
No, in English.
So
no.
You just act like you understood him.
I'm
you're
just
like,
nodding.
Yeah,
I'm nodding.
Yeah.
What do you do?
See,
you're not. I think they're going to get to the bottom of this. And by the way, when it comes to why wouldn't they get to the bottom of it? Are we saying that they're corrupt and they can't do it? Why wouldn't they get
I
to the bottom
like
of it? This is a treasured, you know, symbol of the country. David Ortiz.
No,
why would they not get to the bottom?
Treasured symbol in the country? No, he isn't.
Oh, David?
He's a treasured symbol in this part of the country, in the west part of the country.
In the Dominican. What are you talking about? The Dominican.
Oh, okay, Dominican. I was like, in this country. Why would they talking about?
I tell you what, if they don't get to the bottom of it.
Then what if the driver literally was handed $10 by the shooter and said, can you drive me? That's like a couple hundred bucks over there. Of course I will. I don't even care what the hell you're going to do. I'm going to bring you. I'm going to drop you off. Hey, can you give me a ride over to this place? Sure, no problem. So he stops, he parks, the guy pops off, and next thing you know, he puts a bullet in David Ortiz. He's like, holy smokes, what the hell? He takes off and gets in an accident. He knows nothing. The shooter is gone.
Yeah, and they beat the crap out of him,
well,
and he's innocent,
what if
basically.
The shooter is now dead because the guy that hired him killed him? You tell me, where do you go?
Well, you learn that.
Okay.
The law enforcement learns that, Lou. At least you know what happened. Somebody killed him, and therefore... The guy that shot attempted to assassinate David Ortiz is now dead. Now you move it to who had him killed.
I agree, but I'm just
That's
saying there's crimes everywhere in this country. In this country, well, they don't know what the hell happened.
Most
yet.
Of them are solved. That's not true. Most crimes
are
solved.
Some of you watch Unsolved Mysteries?
That's why they have a show.
Well, you can't
which
even.
We call it crap.
They can't even solve what the hell happened in what's his name's house with his 4-year-old kid.
What's the
wide receiver's name? Give me Kansas City Chiefs. Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
They solved that one.
Well, that's a private couple.
Get to the bottom of it.
Okay. All right. You don't think they're going to solve this one at all. You don't think they're going to get to it. And again, I don't understand
why,
though.
I'm just saying there's a chance.
All right. Because I've heard some people say, well, they don't want to embarrass David Ortiz. What do you mean embarrass David Ortiz? Whatever David Ortiz was doing, and if that story is correct on the Daily Mail, that doesn't justify somebody shooting him. I mean, what are we talking about here? Where that judgmental was sitting and going, oh, it's okay. Well, maybe he was messing around a little bit, so he got what he deserved. Are you kidding me? That's ludicrous. That doesn't justify that. No, I think they have to get to the bottom of it. I think there's no question they have to get to the bottom of it.
You could try,
but... How does he go back in that country now with the uncertainty that somebody might still be looking to get him?
All I'm saying is you're talking about the Dominican Republic. We got to take a break. But if there's a crime that committed in Venezuela, good luck finding that one out. Crime committed in Dominican Republic, probably not the easiest place to find out what the hell happened.
I would say
this isn't like, you know, Miami.
Exactly.
This isn't like in Alabama. This isn't in New York, Boston. We're talking about the Dominican.
I would agree with that. That we're not dealing with the same set of standards, but still, you've got to get to the bottom of it. All right, we'll get to the phone calls coming up next, and we got to get to the Red Sox last night because that was pathetic. once again, the ninth inning, once again, it goes deeper than the ninth inning. We can sit and pitch all we want about the bullpen, and we'll give you some numbers that are a little bit frightening when it comes to the closer, the closer by committee process that we have. We'll get to all of that as well at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It is over. A very difficult loss for the Red Sox. They fall to the Rangers in 11 innings. The final, Texas 4 and the Red Sox 3. Rangers getting 2 in the ninth after trailing 2-1. And the Red Sox tying it in the ninth. They left the bases loaded in the 10th and gave up the run that cost them the ball game in the 11th inning.
Another ugly night.
Joe sounds excited.
Yeah, another ugly night over at Fenway Park. All right, we're going to get to the Red Sox in a second. So people want to talk about
this.
David Ortiz,
yeah,
go ahead.
Just got a tweet. Somebody reminded me.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you the question.
Yep.
Have they solved who killed Tupac and Biggie?
I don't believe they have.
They have not.
Yeah, you said they solved
everything. I'm sure there are people that...
They solved everything.
The embassy got involved.
No, I said you got to attempt to resolve it.
I'm just saying, you can attempt all you want.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything's going to get done.
Yeah, this sounds like it was a pretty sloppy operation. I would think that
Tupac was shot in broad daylight on the strip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it kept it quiet.
Crappy part
just
of the
like
strip.
This
to the phone calls. Let's go to Juan in Boston. Hey, Juan.
Yo. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Juan.
I just want to say, like, most of the stuff that you guys are reporting is like off of Facebook and Instagram. It's just like people like that. Like, if you put the Dominican channel on the news, you will see all the stuff. Like, the police already came out and said that the shooter is not a police officer.
Said it.
The attorney general said he's taking hands on he's personally taking the case. Even the president of the Dominican Republic spoke with David. So this will get resolved within a week. I'll tell you that because the only way maybe that they will not publish some stuff is about the women's and stuff like that David doesn't want that to come out. But this matter will get resolved because you guys talk like the Dominican Republic is in the freaking jungle. You know, it's not like that.
No, I think you're getting. Hold on, Juan. I think you're getting sensitive to it, and I get that, and I understand that. But I think that there are so many different sources with, and they've been wrong right from the get-go in this story. That's why we're actually talking to a journalist that's based out of Santo Domingo here in another hour or so.
Yeah.
But it's been confusing as hell. So,
I know.
You know,
I understand that.
But that's it.
But,
I mean,
okay, Juan, I agree with Glenn, okay? You think it's handled, if there was a shooting, do you think it'd be handled the same in the Dominican with the police as it is, say, in Boston?
Well, this is two different countries.
Well, I'm just saying, we're not trying to make it look like it's a jungle. All I'm saying is I saw what a guy in, quotes, custody looked like. He was up against the wall getting his head kicked in.
Custody. That was in custody of the people that found him.
Exactly.
As soon as they found out he was involved in the shooting, but there was of David Ortiz, people got mad and started beating him up.
Yeah.
But let me give you a case. Like a week ago or something, a police officer got shot. He was in charge of security of one of the somebody important. That guy got cut within 3 days, and he's already brought to a court charges and all that. So what I'm saying is, like, you guys say, oh, it's the freaking Dominican Republic. Well, so what? They work hand in hand with the U.S. Marshal, the police here. So you better believe it. Those people will get caught. The only thing that might not be come out is, like, you know, if there's something about girls and stuff, and David doesn't find that out.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure that's going to be the case. I think that stuff will come out if it is true. or that's part of the angle. Now, the police may not spend a lot of time before the microphones basically giving you David Ortiz's social schedule, but that stuff's going to come out as part of the investigation.
Do you actually think that they'll catch the killer? The guy that shot Ortiz. You think they'll catch him alive?
They might. Yeah, they might.
Okay, do you think they're going to catch the guy that shot David Ortiz alive?
Well, Christian, I don't know the answer to that, but I think there's a chance that they will. I'll give you an example of it.
I'm saying no.
Okay, good.
Again, you don't answer the question. I just don't know what your problem is.
Because I can't predict. All you're doing is playing make-believe.
What do you think you're doing? Like you're trying to think of the outcome of the movie. You're reading a sheet of paper that somebody else gave you. You don't have a clue what's going on down there.
What are you talking about?
You show me a bunch of stats on the Red Sox and act like it's David Ortiz?
This is not stats about the Red Sox.
This has nothing to do with it.
Oh, my God.
I just want you to answer the question.
I will answer the question.
What do you think? You're playing make-believe. Yes, of course we are.
You're playing make-believe.
Oh, you're so damn irritating sometimes.
Okay, but you
want to
play make-believe.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking you. Based on what you think, think they're going to catch him alive or
I
dead?
I think there's a possibility they could catch him alive. And I'll give you an example, if you let me. The guy you were talking about who was not in custody when he was beaten up, that was before the police showed up. The people started beating him up. But if you now listen to what the translation was, there were people that got in the way that stopped it. Why? Because they wanted this guy to talk. They said this guy knows who shot Ortiz. And so they stopped it. Before the cops got there,
that guy would have been dead. Understand that
he would have been dead.
That was not the question. It wasn't the question. Honestly, why can't you just answer the question?
Because I don't know why you're so stubborn.
Because
I don't know the answer, and you don't either.
You're not going to be held
accountable.
You're just
throwing it out there.
Yes. Okay. Based on what you know, do you think he's going to be caught dead or alive?
That's a good question.
You're not going to go to jail for it.
Try me.
I know you're going to answer the question.
You're not going to dissect it five different ways. I think he's probably dead.
Yes, so do I.
Based on what, though? You don't even have any knowledge of how they operate in Dominican Republic. You've already shown that you don't know. So you're sitting there and you're saying, oh, I think they're going to catch him dead. Based on what?
You have no evidence to back that up. Where do you think Kyrie's going to end up?
Kyrie's going to end up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll stick to this.
Don't play that game. How do you know? What evidence do you know where Kyrie's going to end up? It's called an opinion.
Well, we know far more about how the NBA operates than we know how they operate in the Dominican.
My opinion is that this guy was nothing. He was hired. He was given money to shoot David Ortiz. And the minute he shot David Ortiz, whoever hired him shot his ass. And he is dead. That's my opinion.
Am I right?
I don't know. Wait a minute. I got an opinion.
Okay, but suppose it goes back to this drug lord. They're not going to go after him?
That's why the guy's dead.
Right. They'll never know
who hired him.
But what's to say they don't go back to him?
It could be some guy off the street. Maybe it's not a cop. It could be just some homeless dude who's got no money. Here's $100. That's like $100,000 in Dominican. Go out there and shoot this guy. Okay, good. Now that you shot him, hey, thank you very much. You're dead. Like, that's my opinion of how it went down. I don't know if it's a cop. I don't think it's a cop. I have no clue.
You don't know enough about how things work to actually give a direct answer.
But none of us know.
It's not yet. I know, but we're just... Here's the problem.
That's why we're bringing somebody on here at 3:30.
Okay, but
might have a better idea of how it operates.
You're an old guy. You've seen a lot. You've been around the block multiple times. Okay? I'm not going to hold you accountable for your answer. I'm just curious. What's wrong with saying I don't know something? I know, but I want
you. What is wrong with that?
So you have to be right or wrong all the time? In this case.
What was your track record last week with the hockey?
In this case,
what was your track record?
I want a yes or no answer.
You did a yes or no last week.
I batted 1,000.
Grizzlick's still out. Grizzlick's still out for the Mariners game, by the way.
You don't have to sit on the fence all the time.
I'm going back to the phones.
On the fence, Ordway.
Let's go to Joel.
Don't want to make anybody mad, Ordway.
Hey, Joel.
I don't have all the news.
Hey. Hey, guys. So I'm Puerto Rican. My wife's Dominican. I've been to the Dominican Republic over 30 times, and I've never had a problem. If this guy is innocent, here's going to be the sad thing. Over there, they call it a motoconcho, which is a motorcycle taxi. It's only 30 pesos, which is less than a dollar, because right now it's 51 pesos per dollar. This guy probably got paid 30 pesos to drive the guy to the club and 30 pesos back. We're talking less than $2. He probably, and you can go anywhere. You can go to a street corner and say, hey, I need a ride over here. Give me a ride. And he says, okay, get on. You pay him the 30 pesos. He takes me. You say, just wait for me. I'll be right back.
Yeah, but you don't think this is like
the money and they wait.
You don't think that, listen, this is, he's a getaway car also. So you're hiring a random guy to drop you off at a restaurant. And then, oh, by the way, you're going to come sprinting out with a mob of patrons chasing after you. And you tell this guy that you just, that who just thought you were just going to, he was just going to drop you off. Now you tell him, hey, oh, by the way, you're the getaway car.
Yes.
Like that is not happening.
I didn't even know the guy got caught.
Yeah, but if you're the guy that did the shooting, hold on. If you're the guy that did the shooting, why would you just randomly hire a guy that he doesn't know what's going on? You're going to get caught.
That's what he did, though.
No, he did not.
The guy has already come out and said that he knew nothing about this.
I know. No, he knew nothing about.
The driver's claiming he
knew nothing about the fact that he was going to shoot him.
Christian, what if he wasn't the getaway?
Would you hire an Uber driver?
No, what makes you think he was the getaway?
I don't think he was the getaway.
By the nature of what was happening, the fact that somebody, he was going to go assassinate somebody, he wasn't just going to, after he shot him, just going to drop the gun and say, take me. He was going to run away. So whoever dropped him off was going to be his ride out of town.
Maybe he was going to just take off and keep running. I have no clue what this neighborhood. I don't know what was across the street.
Then why was the motorcycle still there when he exited the restaurant?
Hold on. He crashed it to the side of the road.
I know, but when he left,
it was right on the sidewalk. It was right on the sidewalk. So is there a chance this guy dropped him off? Okay, dropped him off, took his money, said, hey, thanks a lot. Maybe looked at his cell phone for like a split second. And in the matter of 10 seconds, the dude we just dropped off, next thing you know, he heard a gunshot and realized that was the guy who just drove here.
Right.
And then took off in a panic. In a matter of seconds, so, that could have happened.
Okay, so
he's claiming.
No, hold on. So, okay, that's possible.
He had no clue.
Okay, that's possible.
He might have had no clue.
Well, that's
what I heard is
that's what the driver's claiming.
That he was just sitting there hanging out, and then next thing you know, they just attacked him. But then how did the motorcycle fall?
It crashed.
He crashed.
He was leaving. It crashed the motorcycle.
He was leaving in a panic by himself with nobody on the back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he claims he was just hired.
Actually, I would say this. I don't know.
I didn't know that. I thought they hopped on it together. They were sprinting away, and then they crashed.
Well, that's why we get this guy coming up.
The guy that drove it is claiming he had absolutely nothing to do with it. I could be lying. Could very much be lying. Here's Marco in Boston. Next up here on OMF. Marco.
Yes. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Nice to talk to you guys. Listen, first of all, the hospital, the medical clinic that they took David Ortiz is one of the most prestigious clinics in the country, okay? So he was in good hands there, okay? So that's clear that up. Secondly, with the motorcycle driver that they cut, he's not just, like you say, a taxi guy. Usually they work together. That's how they work. He's a getaway car. That's right. He's not just a guy who just pick him out. They usually work together. And because of the fact that he got cut, there's a way to get the other guy and whoever hired him, they will hide them because they got phones and they can track all those things. The police haven't said anything just yet because they are still like on the surgeries and all this stuff. So they got to corroborate everything they come up from them with David Ortiz. You got to know that, right? Before they say anything. That's another thing. So they can just start saying things like just because they don't know what the guy says. So there's a lot of things the police already know about this, but they got to wait until their view of this is doing better so they can corroborate and start doing the right
thing. And again, there's so much confusion. The Daily Mail is reporting that there are a couple of other suspects that are being held for questioning now.
Multiple
suspects that have been held. What the hell does that mean? Who are they? That, you know, it seems to be very, very strange. And a lot of it, I think, is how the communication works. So, as I said, we will talk to somebody who's been on the story right from the get-go. Dionisio Solavila, he works for Paradiso Hoyt, and he's been all over this, and we've been watching him and following him on Twitter. So maybe in an hour from now, he can give us some more information on that. Coming up next, we'll get into the Red Sox itself, the team. Granted, it was a solemn scene last night because of the David Ortiz incident, but the ball club is not helping themselves, and we get into all of that coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
The pitch. And he swings, and it's a high fly down the right field line. Shallow. Odor with a long run. Mazzara, too. It drops, and it's boxed around. Into runner to third. He's being waved home. The throw to the plate, and he's going to be out by a mile. Holt tagged out by the catcher, Fedorovich. Well, he wasn't even at third base when Relay was thrown in. No. And they got him by plenty.
Another disastrous night over at Fenway Park. Do you believe the Red Sox right now are below 500 at home? They are 15-16 at home. They've now played 67 games. They're 8 games behind in the division, 9 in the loss column. And they're now 3 down in the loss column for the second wild card spot. It's not too early to start panicking right now. And I'll tell you why. Because they've got so many different problems. I don't know where you want to start. Runners in scoring position. How about we start there?
Let's do that.
Poor situational hitting. 6 of 49 in the last 6 losses. 123 is the number. It's pathetic. And by the way, it's consistently pathetic.
Well, I would say the runners in scoring position is, to me, probably the biggest culprit right now. Forget about the bullpen. Okay, you're up 2-1. He sails on the mound. Maybe it should be 4-1. Maybe it should be 5-1. That's your job. You're the elite offense. You should be. You are one. And you're not performing. So when you're losing these games and you're seeing these types of numbers and you're putting up 1 or 2 runs, yet right now with your bullpen, you can't walk into the 8th up 2-1, up 3-2. You just
not
can't
enough.
Do it. No, it's sometimes you're going to rely on your strengths. This strength is the offense right now, this team. It should be, and it's not. So I would say right now, given where they are currently, as much as I think this bullpen sucks, I would say it's the order. It's the lineup. It's the offense. Right now, that's the biggest reason why their record is 34-33. Their offense, to me, is underperformed.
Timely hitting last year. They did it all year long, and that's why they won 108 games. And this year, it's just the opposite. When you need a big hit, they're not going to get it. All right, we move along. Poor base running. I mean, come on. And how many times have they been picked off, and you sit there and say, what are you doing? You turn the corner, what? And again, we saw it last night with Brock Holt coming around third base. I mean, I know you got a temporary fill-in coach at third base, but come on.
You know, they had base running issues last year, too.
Yeah, they did. Early.
They did. But early. Cleaned them up.
But they won, like, I don't know, 18 games?
Yeah, it didn't make
a
difference.
It didn't really matter.
But early on, they were a mess. Yeah. You called them out on it, and they got a lot better as the year went on.
We're going to go through this list, and I'll guarantee you, last year, they might have been poor at one or two of them at some portion of the season. We're talking about a long list right now, and they're bad at every one of them. They can't win when Sale pitches, even though now, at the beginning of the year, you had an excuse. He wasn't good. Now he's been great. With Chris Sale has now pitched 19 games with 7-plus innings, 1 or fewer runs allowed, and he has a no decision or a loss in 8 of them.
Last couple, since we've with the Red Sox.
Yes.
Well, it's last night. I mean, well, he's got, they're 4-10 with him in the mound. They're 4-10.
And early it was his fault.
Yeah,
but
it was.
Do you think lately it's his fault?
I would say that there's he had a couple of really bad starts. He had a couple of starts that weren't so good. Then he had some good ones, and he's had some really good ones, right? So there's 4 sort of categories there, but they're 4-10 with him. If you're 10-4, which is what you should be with this guy on the mound, you're 40-27. You're a game and a half out of first.
There's your difference.
You know, I mean, you're a game and a half out.
Right.
And I'll say this, the 5 no decisions that he has gotten in those 5 games where he's got no decisions, his ERA is 2.27. He's given up 18 hits. In 5 starts, just over 3 hits a game in those 5 starts, and they can't get him a W. He's got 61 strikeouts in those 5 starts, and they can't get him a W. They can't win. They can't score runs when he's on the mound. You can't keep wasting performances like that last night. You go up 2-0, two hitters into the game. That's it. 1-for-8, and it was a pinch hit knock by Holt.
He didn't give up a run in 7 innings. And the problem you have, Lou, is you still have to fear, is he going to pitch the way he's pitching right now when we get to August, late August, and into September? Because he hasn't.
He shouldn't have even given up one run if it wasn't for that asshat, Angel Hernandez. He should quit. He should walk in there today and hand in his equipment. He sucks. He has always sucked. His entire career, he has sucked. He has never been good for one single game. He is pathetic. He is an embarrassment to umpires in the entire world.
He's behind home plate tonight.
And that might be, I might not be strong enough, to be honest with you.
Oh, you're doing the game tonight.
And I'm doing the game tonight.
Behind home plate
tonight. And he's going to be behind home plate tonight with a rookie on the mound.
Woo.
And I tell you what, he will treat his ass like a rookie because he sucks. He's got no temperament whatsoever. I mean, just as far as his eyes go, he's not good. His temperament's even worse. The fact that he's still in this game is a freaking joke. He should just quit.
He needs your
go
eyes.
Go home.
That's what he needs.
Get out of here. Nobody likes you. You suck.
I will.
Nobody likes you.
Nobody does.
What else you got in your list? You don't have your list? What else?
Shaky defense, even the outfield. The outfield, which is a great defensive outfield, they have been, for them, based on their skill set, they've been mediocre at best. You have now J.D. Martinez with missing games with back spasms. You got Mookie Betts, who was the MVP last year in 2018. He's a shell of that guy. He can't hit lefties right now. He's just another guy right now. I don't know. Is he pressing? Because, you know, he wants to make that $400 million or whatever. Based on what I'm seeing right now, he should have taken the Red Sox offer this past offseason.
Do you remember Angel Hernandez last year in the ALDS?
Yes,
he made five calls. All of them were reversed through instant replay. Five calls. Dude, you're only making many? How many in a series are you going to make? You're at first base, you're at second base. Five freaking calls got overturned. Quit. Retire. Nobody likes you. You suck.
I like that. Nobody likes you.
Angry Lou.
That's a dent to his ego.
That's what school age girls
calls.
Say to each other.
Yeah,
when they lose the battle, like, nobody likes you. You're ugly. Stupid.
Five
you're ugly.
Calls.
All right. Now I get to the bullpen. Okay.
Good.
I'm
Let's
not done,
go.
By the way. I got
All
one
right,
more
keep going.
After the bullpen. I'm saving the last one. Major League ranks for Red Sox relievers, thanks to Carrabas. He's broke this one out. Carrabas, by the way, is going out of his mind right now. He's a big fanboy, and this is absolutely killing him every single night. In innings 7 and 8, they are third in Major League Baseball with an earned run average of 3.38. In whip, they're second. In strikeouts per 9 innings, they are first. That is your bullpen, innings 7 and 8.
I like it.
The problem is we're operating a closer by committee. Closer meaning ninth inning closer. And when it comes to the ninth inning, the sphincters tighten up. Here's their rankings for their relief pitching in the ninth inning. And we've seen Barnes there. We've seen Brazier. We've seen different guys.
Embry's thrown the ball well.
Yeah, exactly. 28th in Major League Baseball in the ninth inning in earned run average, a 6.12. 6.12. How about your whip, 1.64? That's 27th in Major League Baseball. And your home runs per 9 innings, they are 20th. This team desperately needs someone with the mentality to go and see the 9 up there on the board and say, okay, I got it. Game's over.
Yeah.
I got this. That's what they need.
Yeah, see, this is a lot of people are throwing out that, oh, they've given up 10 saves, you know, and last year I want to say they gave up, 20? They had 20 blown saves in 66 chances. And this year so far they have 10 blown saves.
I think Bourne says 5, right?
And 24. Yeah, but it's... But again, it's got to be the ninth inning. So we've gone over this. Don't give me the seventh and the eighth. Or if you're going to use they've blown 10 saves, and you have to say with a lead. They've blown a lead 10 times. Because what Carrabas does is he used specifically the ninth inning. If you include everything, I think it's a little deceiving based on how good or how bad they are.
But Lou said
strictly
this. But Lou said this many times.
I hate this blown save stat.
That's a terrible stat.
No, because again, I don't. It does. You save a game in the ninth inning, okay? You hold the game in the seventh and eighth. Don't tell me 4-3, you come in the seventh, you give up a bomb, it's a blown save. That's where those numbers come into play.
Right.
That's a blown hold. All right? And I know, well, technically it could be a save because you can pitch 7, 8, 9, you can still get the save. Okay, no one's doing that. Okay, a blown save is the ninth inning. I walk out in the mound with a one-run lead or a two-run lead or a three-run lead. If I get out of it, I get a save. You don't get a save if you get out of it in the eighth. You don't get a save if you get out in the seventh. Okay, the problem is that this bullpen is loaded with sixth, seventh, and eighth inning guys. They don't have a closer with that kind of quality stuff. They try to trick you to death. Barnes comes in.
Curveball.
Workman comes in.
Curveball.
Elevate a fastball out of the zone to get you to chase. Drop a curveball below the zone to get you to chase. They don't have the stuff within the zone to get you out. And it's so predictable. Mazzara's up there 3-1 count.
Walk him.
Here comes a curveball.
Throw
strikes. I tweet it out. Here comes a curveball.
Put him
well,
on.
Guess what? Hang a curveball, base hit. Game over, right? And so they're predictable with their curveballs because they love it to death, and they try to trick you. They try to get you to expand the zone. I want a closer that says, you know what? I don't give a damn about expanding the zone. I'm going to throw a ball by you with everything I have. And then once I get ahead of you, I'm going to bury your ass. They don't have a guy like that. They don't have anybody that comes in. We sit there and say, oh,
nope.
God, we're in trouble. No, they sit there and say, hey, here comes Barnes. Lay off the heater. He's going to try to get you to chase. Heater up. He's going to try to get you to chase. Curveball down. If you get him within the zone, you can get him.
So
and it
scary.
Is so true with every one of these guys. Can they pitch? Sure. Can they pitch the ninth? No.
It's mental. What if it's a huge difference.
If you just designated one guy as the closer, he said, okay,
who?
Barnes.
They don't
know
who
you're seeing it. Barnes is your guy right now. What do you do last night in the ninth inning? He was awful. Three consecutive hits. He looked awful out there.
But it's not like he's been bad the whole time.
But they're all the same.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you, they all look good together.
But they all look alike.
I know, but I'm glasses half full today, okay? You're doom and gloom right now.
I'm doom and gloom right now.
You are definitely doom and gloom. And I can obviously hear it in your voice, and it doesn't look good.
So let me give you this real quick, all right?
No, I was going to say bright, shiny lights. I'm going to hear some feel-good music.
So Matt Barnes, in the seventh and eighth inning, they're hitting .148 off him.
And what?
How about the ninth inning?
In the seventh and eighth inning, they're hitting .148.
How about the ninth?
.268. Big difference.
Big difference, yeah.
But it's .268. It's not, whatever, 6.12.
Look at the great closers and go look at what their numbers are. I'm not calling him a great closer.
I'm just saying,
closers hitting, like, honestly, like a buck.
Exactly.
$50, $60 off of because their stuff's that
nasty. I'm not saying that he's, you know, Kimbrel. Okay, I'm saying, like, would he be better served just having one job?
Christian, the answer's not there on the team.
So you're talking about moving all the pieces, and I agree with you, but you're trying to keep your head above water.
Stop being so optimistic today.
Stop being doom and gloom.
They don't have a guy. So here's what they need. They need a ninth inning guy. They need a closer. They need to find one. Here's one more thing. My last one on my list.
Okay.
And that is anybody seeing a sense of urgency by anybody on this team? Last year, they got into an unbelievable role, and they worked at it. And so maybe they've looked at it and said, Jesus, we busted our ass. 108 wins, 119 overall. That was difficult. Huh. Look at how deep we're in the hole right now. Because look at the record that they're going to have to amass from here on in to be a legitimate player in the postseason. This is a bitch of a run. And I don't think they have the urgency or the will to do it. I think they're satisfied with what they already had. And that's why I go along with what Lou tweeted out last night. They need a major shakeup. They need to do a deal other than just a closer. They need to shake something else
up. Okay, so I know we're going to take a break. There's two things I want to comment on, and there's one thing I want to add, okay? Because I think you're wrong on that. The sense of urgency thing gets thrown out there and just, I think, carelessly sometimes because I don't think people know how to identify what's going on.
It's very simple.
Hold on. So they just say, sense of urgency. The other thing is we've been, you know, commending Cora for a long time. I think it's and we kind of seen it kind of looks like it's getting
no,
to him.
We didn't.
Looks like it's getting to him.
We criticized him for the approach coming out of the spring training.
Do you think the approach works? Look at Crail. Look at Sale. Look at Price. Do you think that approach is working?
Look at everyone else.
Look at everybody else. It hasn't worked for the rest of the team.
Okay, that goes back to the sense of urgency because I disagree with you, but I want to take a break.
Let me just say this before we go to the break. The sense of urgency. How many times have we talked about big series? Wait a minute. Big series. Houston series. Yankee series. Tampa Bay series. How many times did we bring those things up?
Again, you look at it as... I'll wait. I'll
and they
answer you.
Fail.
No, but you're looking at it. You use it. You define it as sense
we'll
of urgency.
Do it next.
I don't.
And we'll get to the phone calls. Is this panic time right now for this baseball team? We throw it out to you at 617-779-7937. Another good team coming into town. I'm not sure you look at Texas the same way you look at Houston and New York and Tampa Bay, but good team. And they fail right out of the gate in the first game. This hour being brought to you by KM Hot Dogs, crafting the finest meats for four generations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.